someplace for a long time. You say, has that been there? Well, I'm off on the wrong track. I've got that one someplace. We're just skipping. Sounds like thunder, doesn't it?
Indeed.
Really gonna have a storm. No, it's my stomach.
Oh, I started looking at the issue clarity.
Oh, it can't do that with those fish down there just a snapping.
That's when they bite you.
Oh, it is? Oh, me better come up.
Yeah, there you
go. We're supposed to have some scattered showers today. Let's see, and your name?
Ted.
Is that your full name?
Yeah, when I was a kid, they named me Theodore, but I never did like that name. They teased me, you know. They used to call me Theodore Poopseed. And of course, that'd make me mad, so I just took Ted as short and tried to get that on everything, but now on my Social Security card, they've got me down Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
And did have me Theodore on my driver's license, which I put on there, you know. But then I'm going back to Ted altogether. Hope it just don't get me in a jam sometime.
Oh, it won't. You know, sometimes have to go through these things and straighten them out. But.
It's Ted is short for Theodore, of course, and that would be reason enough. But then when I get my income tax in the other day, the fellow asked me, he said, now, your Social Security card, how's your name signed on that? And I said, well, Ted, and I come home here and it's Theodore. So I wrote him back on.
Yeah, that's all you can do. My dad always, until I was 17, I guess, he thought his name was William Harrison Van Riper. This is the way he'd always signed it. And then he sent away for his birth certificate, and come to find out his name on his birth certificate was Willie Garrett.
Oh, well, we did.
W-I-L-L-I-E, Willie. Age, Ted?
Oh, I was born in 1906. Let's see, how old would that make me?
55, 56.
I think around that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Education? Formal education.
Well, how far did you go in school, you mean?
Yeah, where?
Well, I went here, that is the Custer School. All my schools now.
Yeah.
Well, I went to country school, then went to Custer School.
That country school was Rogers?
Rogers, yeah. And then I went to Stillwater a year and a half.
Oh, I bet that was a heartbreaking experience at first, wasn't it? Get over there with all those people.
We went over there in an old car. We had to go around. The bridge wasn't up there, you know. And I told you we'd forded that the year before, you know. And I'd saved up $150. I'd raised a little cotton. And I went to school the first year on $150.
Mm.
And the last half of that year, I had a couple of cows, and I took a couple of cows over and milked them, sold milk.
Where'd you stable them?
Down in the southwest part of town there. I don't know who lives there now, but it's down close to... pretty close to that Boomer Creek there. It was straight south on 6th Street.
Boy, that was a long ways.
It's a little ways down there, and a lot of times I'd have to walk to school. Mm-hmm. I'd stay on another old boy that had a car, but if we didn't go to school at the same time, I had to walk that distance back and forth.
Did they have paved streets when you were there?
Part of them was paved there, and part of them was still dirt.
Well, like it is today.
Yeah.
When did you go to A&M?
In fall of 27 and spring of 28.